Podcast series, Abortion, Episode 5, Options. When we as a people are allowed to live freely and unrestricted, individuals are able to live and create options to choose what activities we want to do, goals and ambitions to achieve, the choice to live a life in repetition for whatever reasons, that drives us to live the way we choose. When society and external factors are suddenly changed and quote-unquote authoritative entities put restrictions on those options, our choice factor is reduced. These restrictions can be for good, example, safety for society, or bad, restriction of resources that create harder life for individuals. The option for abortions was available for women from, quote, licensed professionals, unquote, or from unlicensed medical providers, midwives, and doulas. When the AMA suddenly restricted the availability of abortion and only, quote, licensed medical professionals, unquote, were the only, quote, unquote, legal way for abortions, women were suddenly forced to choose how to navigate their sexual lives. I could share various analogies of how the human species is a social creature and we need social interaction to live a meaningful life, but that's for your own critical thinking to think through. This episode is to share what options can be made for better and smarter sexual activities, not just for women, but for men as well. Yes, my male listeners, this episode is for you as well. Technically, this whole series is for the men, as men and the majority of the medical field in general have been the main culprits that have made it a strategic and very corrupt agenda to control women and keep women as literal and figurative property of society. Ladies, for this episode, you have my support for options. Again, I emphasize I am not for or against abortion, but I do advocate for the unrestricted options for women's health, women's health care, and women's reproductive rights in general. So what options are there? What options can there be? As I shared in episode 1, not to criminalize, but to prevent. Option 1, normalize sexual education and open communication about sexual activities at home and age-appropriate school classes. I grew up with the age-appropriate sexual education in school, and it was emphasized that abstinence is the best way to ensure disease-free and prevent unwanted pregnancies. Option 2, free and openly available sexual protection. The main one that I believe would help is condoms. There are men and women's available and the proper use for them. Contraceptives and birth control are mainly for women and are known to mess with the chemical biology of their reproductive health and can cause adverse reactions that may negatively affect the woman's health, not just quote-unquote normal birth control symptoms. In addition, as an example, if by some miracle any reproductive restrictions were placed on men, you know, I know, society and the global news would know, men and society would be in an uproar and demand for the political restrictions to be dead on arrival. A real-life example, a contraceptive gel for men, I'll include the link in the episode description. The option for men is there, but you don't hear about it. Option 3, stop forcing external ideologies on women. Religion and politics should never be influenced or forced onto a pregnant woman and her health. Option 4, if those who preach quote-unquote pro-life, then I challenge you to open your home to any foster children, as the foster system is broken. Numerous instances of abuse, neglect, and even abandonment, all for a check from the state services. Option 5. Reinstate the federal legal protection of Roe v. Wade and for the women to be given options. Something that I looked up that I'll share in this as well. Question. How does the original Roe v. Wade decision in 1973 relate to a constitutional right to privacy? Answer. Although the 14th Amendment does not contain the word privacy itself, nor does it appear in the rest of the Constitution, the U.S. courts have long acknowledged an individual's right to privacy in home and family life. So there you go. U.S. courts have long acknowledged the right to privacy. Pro-life cult to be immediately dismantled, and the idea of pro-life education to be reformed that includes foster children and low-income and poverty-stricken children. Remember, it was, quote, licensed medical professionals, unquote, men only, that forced the politicalization of abortion. Of that, men have made it their life goal to keep women as property and breeding animals. Option 6. After birth, in the event of a responsibility crisis, the option to give up the newborn for adoption or emphasize the safe haven law that allows women to drop off their newborns. Fire departments and hospitals are main locations, but other locations are available as well. Anonymously, no questions asked. Foster system is also available. Unfortunately, it is a broken system, exploited by corrupt child protective services. CPS can be for good in removing children from bad families, but it's a systematic problem across the board with placing good children in bad families. Options are available, but we as a society have to educate ourselves and each other. I leave you with this open question. What is your viable solutions to ensure the safety and health of women and their unborn children? Last, I am including videos to explain why these options are necessary and why the system itself is broken. This is the end of abortion series. If you have stayed to the end of this series, thank you for your listening ear, and I hope you'll join me again in the next series of this podcast. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.